It's a long way from this side street in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to the nearest body of water. And yet, water, and how to protect it, is the issue here today.
I think people are surprised to know that they affect water quality even though they live in an urban area. They think, well, you know, I don't have a well, I don't have a septic system, so how can I affect water quality?
Crystal Burnett makes it her business to answer that question, and the way she does it really hits home, literally.
So what's down here in the basement?
Burnett is slowly making her way through a house in one of the city's bustling business districts. She peeks under sinks and pokes around the garage. She looks at downspouts and examines the yard, and she asks a lot of questions along the way. Burnett wants to know about the cleaning supplies the homeowner uses, how he disposes of hazardous materials, and even what he does with the cat's waste after he changes the litter box. But Burnett's not just being nosy. She's actually performing a home environmental risk assessment. And for the most part, she likes what she sees.
She has a very tidy garage, and that is probably one of the biggest keys to protecting water quality. The hazardous products that he does have are in their original containers, and so the directions for their use are right there. Everything is elevated up on shelving, and so there's not a huge potential for spilling. So he's doing a lot of things right.
Burnett is with the Michigan Home Assist Program, administered by the Michigan Department of Agriculture. The program's goal is to help homeowners understand how their actions may affect surface and groundwater, and then help them come up with a plan to reduce those risks. The Michigan program's part of a broader national initiative that's now available across the Great Lakes and much of the rest of the country. It started about 10 years ago as a way to help farmers and other rural homeowners by showing them how pesticides and other chemicals can put their wells at risk. Today, the program's taken on a new direction to target urban dwellers as well. Crystal Burnett says in cities, one of the biggest threats to water quality comes after a heavy rain.
All that storm water is going to pick up any contaminant that people might be putting onto their yards, into that little secret spot in the backyard. Maybe they're pouring oil. All that water, it's just going to be picking up all that contamination and taking it right out into the street and right down storm drains.
Which dump the water directly into a river that empties into Lake Michigan, where the city gets its water supply. But Burnett says there are easy ways to reduce the contaminants in stormwater runoff, including cutting back on the use of pesticides, preventing oil and gas spills, and even making sure pet waste doesn't get too concentrated in your yard. Most of the country's home assist programs are based in county extension offices and are funded through grants. But the Michigan program is unique. Crystal Burnett says about $3.5 million a year are generated through users' fees put on all pesticides and fertilizers.
A lot of people like to blame the farming communities for some of the problems that we have with water quality, but 40% of that money is coming from the residential population. So you're seeing an incredible use of pesticides and fertilizers from that population.
Burnett says one of the best ways to raise awareness about water quality is with the one-on-one home assessments. But she says the people who request them are often already environmentally aware, so it's kind of like preaching to the choir. And that brings up one of the program's biggest challenges, how hard it is to reach the people who need it most. As the National Home Assist Coordinator, Katie Rao helps states design and implement their own programs. She says one outreach strategy is working wonders.
You can talk about environment, but the vast majority of people aren't going to be hooked by that without seeing how what they do that may impact the environment also impacts the health of their family, and that is a very strong motivator.
In addition to the home environmental audits, the Home Assist program also offers booklets to lead homeowners through the process on their own. Katie Rao says more than 60,000 self-assessments have been completed so far across the country, and she says follow-up studies show that most homeowners adopt one or more of the recommendations. And that, she says, is the key. One household at a time, making changes that can add up to better water quality for everyone. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.